Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump, at the beginning of his administration, is moving to put his Middle East policy in place as quickly as possible because of the importance of this region of our world today. That's the headline. In a moment from the Pentagon, Colonel Bob McGinnis will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to talk about maybe some potential problems that this new president is going to have to face as he moves into this very strategic position, the most powerful man in the world. Let's talk about the Middle East policy. There's been a void as it relates to President Obama and his Middle East policy. In fact, he made a vacuum come about. The vacuum sucked in Russia. They've taken over where there is no influence at all of the United States in this very important region of the world. What about Donald Trump?
Well, Jimmy, he'll start, I think, by moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, the rightful capital of the nation of Israel. I think that will make a bold statement to those in the region. He's already teed up the Pentagon to present a series of options to go and destroy ISIS. He'll work with those that are willing to try to resolve the Syrian civil war, to keep it metastasizing into Lebanon and, of course, threatening through Hezbollah the Israeli people. He's already put the Iranians and their nuclear program on notice that we're going to renegotiate the program that Barack Obama solidified back in July of 2015. So the Middle East, I think, will reassess our strategic interests for the most part. I think myself and those of my ilk will be fairly pleased with the outcome.
Now, you did not mention Saudi Arabia. They're pretty influential in the Arab world and the Middle East as well. Any thoughts about Saudi Arabia?
Well, certainly what the Saudis are doing with the Pakistanis, what they're doing in Yemen, and of course how they're supporting a lot of the rebels in Syria are a player. They have deep pockets in spite of the price of oil not being in their favor right now. So, yes, we will obviously reach out to the Saudis. I think that we'll find the Saudis will line up more so with Mr. Trump than they have with Mr. Obama, who, though his first meeting over there in Riyadh, he bowed to the Saudi king, which, of course, I believe violated all sorts of protocols and certainly was the wrong type of statement that a U.S. president wants to make in that part of the world.
Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon in Washington. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Middle East region plays a key role in the end-time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. The nations mentioned in Bob's report are the nations listed in Bible prophecy that will form a coalition and endeavor to try and wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That prophetic scenario can be found in Ezekiel chapter 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. The stage is set for those prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...